So, Dan, you presented the 5 millionth fan today. What does that mean for the city? I mean, since 1996, they've supported the Manitoba Moose either the first incarnation or the second. So what does that mean to you as an organization?
You know, it means a great deal. I mean, it was so much fun to welcome Paul Vieira and his wife and daughter into the building, and Paul is our 5 millionth fan. But, you know, I think it's also an opportunity to kind of reflect and to celebrate all 5 million fans that have come in to support the Moose. I mean, without our fans, we're not here. And so, you know, it's really important to reflect on that a little bit, and this is a really important night for our organization. Yeah, absolutely. That's something that not everyone gets the opportunity to do. So I think, you know, we hope it's a special night for Paul and his family. And, you know, again, it's a special night for us, no question.
Attendance this season is down a little bit from last season, but still averaging over 5,000 fans a game in a market where there's already an NHL team in town. So what does that say about hockey fans in this market and to still be in the upper half of the league in terms of AHL attendance?
Yeah, I think it says a lot. I think we've proven over the last 2 years that, you know, two professional teams can coexist in this market. And it's something we're still figuring out, you know, day by day, week by week, month by month. We're trying to find out the best way to allow these two teams to coexist in this market. And I think we've done a good job so far. And I think over time, we'll continue to improve upon it and make sure that we can make hockey work, because there's certainly an appetite for it. This is such a great hockey city, and we have such incredible fans that we'll do our best to make it work for everyone who wants to watch professional hockey.
This tonight, of course, comes in a really busy stretch. Do you recall a stretch last season where you had this? I think this is the ninth game in 13 days. Tomorrow will be 10 in 14. That puts a bit of a strain on everybody to have so much in such a short time.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes it busy for everyone, but we always say it's a good kind of busy, and you could be doing much worse things than being in a hockey rink watching either the Jets or Moose. So a busy time of year. I can't recall it be having a stretch like this last year, and you know, between the two teams. So it's you know, it's been taxing on everyone, but again, a good kind of busy.